start it up. Let's start it up. What? It's another episode of the Handsome Rambler podcast. I'm here, Hannibal Burris, on theremin and vocals.
Yeah. You know what it is.
It's Tony Trim on weird vocals and
what's good, baby?
And then we have special guests. Second time on the show, you might have heard him on the live episode.
Yeah.
South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Byron Bowers.
Yeah, Byron Bowers. What up, Bob? What's good, baby?
What's good, Byron? How you doing?
All right, let's straighten out a little bit. Before we get all the way to weird, Byron Bowers in the shy.
I'm in the shy, baby.
And also in the shy.
I'm in the shy. It's a double entendre.
What? You guys should switch patches so we could tell which one's is theremin is which.
Are we both on five?
You guys are on the same preset.
Oh, let me get off.
I didn't set this.
I know I did. My bad.
I just learned how to say theremin. Oh, that's the same one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yours is the squeaky one.
Oh.
All right. Anyways, so you're here shooting.
The shy.
You're here filming a television show.
Yeah.
Can't be saying shooting in the shy. It's too sensitive.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I heard somebody's popping going off the last few days.
Yeah. The fireworks were getting to me. I didn't like it.
One almost hit us, right? It just exploded in front of our face.
One almost hit us when we were sitting in the patio of that bar. One came across and it got a bit dicey. It's terrible. This is your first day of shooting today?
Today was my first. No, it was my second time shooting. Second time in Chicago shooting a television show.
Yeah.
I was a tourist the first time. I walked around Navy Pier.
Yeah.
Went to Garrett's. Got a handful of cheese popcorn.
Just a handful.
No napkins. No, I ordered the small.
Yeah.
But I didn't get napkins for some reason. Yeah. And I'm walking like 2 miles with a cheesy ass hand.
Yes, it can get dicey with that shit.
Did you enjoy it? What's the big deal about that shit? Everybody always, what's the big deal? Was it good?
It's pretty good. I don't wanna down talk their business. It's just popcorn. I think some stuff just catches on. It is pretty good for popcorn. If you're into popcorn.
Yeah, it is good.
It's really good popcorn.
When you in your hotel.
It's just right when you get off the plane. You see people lined up to get popcorn. It's weird.
But look at the flavors they got. Cheese. Butter.
Caramel.
Some other things. And then you can mix it together.
You get in the tins. It's the same shit.
Well, it's the same. It is the same.
Oh, I guess I'm just hating. All right, man. Get your money, Garrett.
Snow cones.
All right.
Had one of those.
Snow cones?
Ooh, man.
The Mexican joints?
Not light on the snow at all. They ran out of snow. Heavy on the juice.
It was heavy on the juice?
Heavy on the juice.
Heavy on that colored sugar?
Yeah, that syrup.
Did you get it from the Mexican vendors?
No, it was two white girls just out by the bridge.
Oh, shit. $7.
No, it was three.
It was three?
$3.50. What if it was an organic snow cone? It's $8.
Yeah, organic, made from only natural sugary ass ingredients.
Snow cones for sale.
Yeah, man.
$7 snow cones.
It's kind of a recap, a catch up episode, man. Had a lot of shit going on.
What happened? Let us know.
A lot of shit going on. It's all types of shit.
You were just in my city, right?
I was just in, I was in Atlanta.
You had a black month this month. A very... Atlanta to New Orleans?
For Essence Fest, yeah.
God. How much hair grease did you smell this week?
You know what? I didn't smell any hair grease. But here's what I did. You know what? Since I'm doing a movie in Atlanta... Like usually the movies I've done is quick rolls and shit. So they might have a barber for one day or whatever. But, you know, since I'm a lead, they bring in the barber or somebody every other. It's somebody looking at my head every day. And so it's this woman was like, she was like, oh, your scalp is kind of dry. And so since somebody was looking at my head every day, I went and got like a special shampoo. I went to the Walgreens, not too far from my hotel. And Walgreens in Atlanta, the hair product section, the black hair product section is crazy huge, and they still call it special hair products. It's like, that's not special in Atlanta. That's hair.
Yeah, that's true. That's how
the
we
other
get down.
Shit is special. Isn't if it's Atlanta, this is the norm.
Yeah.
The black shit is the norm. But it's still Walgreens, so they call it special hair, even though it's all types of just wonderful moisturizers and different.
Was you in that sampling shit?
I wasn't sampling shit. It was too late, so they already thought I was stealing anyway. Because I be looking, a lot of times, even if I know where I'm going, I look lost.
That's true. That is true. That's true. And you in a city where people steal hair grease.
Yeah.
That's a necessity.
Yeah.
The condoms ain't got locks on them, but they're hair grease.
Condoms ain't got locks on them. It's a little, it's wearing on me. I got to get my theremin in the green room and get to working. Because the green room, it'd be too much downtime, man. And I think if I was in there, if I was able to do that during my downtime, I'd be feeling real wavy.
Just take that one back with you. You can take the case.
Hey.
Mo gave us one with the case.
Being the lead, do you know all your lines now? Or do you like... You still have to like...
No, it's an ensemble. So far, I haven't... I look ahead at them, but, you know, they send them the day before. And then a lot of times, it's everybody has lines, so it's not a heavy thing.
Okay.
And then a lot of times, my shot is not up first. It's the wide or somebody... So I get a couple times to get it right before they move in on my coverage. By the time they come in on my coverage, on my clothes, I done said it enough times, and then I got it. So, yeah, I don't come in that prep. Like, maybe later I have some stuff that's heavier or just more dialogue heavy that I might have to prep for. I prep a little bit, but you can get it there. Like, it's time. Just because, like I said, it's those 3 hours in the green room and shit. Like, it's time to, it's not like class where, or like a test where I gotta get this. You have the rehearsal usually before, even between rehearsing and actual shooting is an hour or something usually.
True.
So it's time to learn that shit.
I rehearsed today, just go in just for a quick setup. Then we did lunch where they fed us steak and potatoes.
Yeah.
And then we supposed to shoot immediately after that in full speed.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
That's bad. Yeah, that's bad management right there.
Yeah.
Can't give somebody meat and potatoes.
You can be burping during your lines.
And that's just that's too much weight in your stomach to do anything. You got to take a slight nap or relax for a second.
Like, some people really dream of acting, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Me and Hannah are in shit now. Never dreamed of it at all. but not like... You never think you'll be in a trailer for 3 hours. That wasn't part of the dream.
That's what I was when me and this other actress was standing around just doing a boring scene. Not a boring scene, it's just where we look around the corner and they zoom in on us, but we just look. But we had been waiting around for hours. And I said to her, this is the part you don't call home, tell your parents about this part. Yeah, my mom just standing around doing, actually I did tell my parents about it today. I was like, yeah, it's getting kind of boring there. But once I bring my theremin back, shit's gonna be wavy. Gonna bring my theremin there. Shit's gonna get crazy. Gonna be ooh, ooh, ooh. But yeah, man.
How you niggas just end up with theremins anyway? Like, where did this come from? Like, who introduced y'all to the idea? And then you just end up with two of them.
Well.
How you get two?
First of all,
I understand one. Like, oh, maybe let's try this. But then now
it became an obsession.
Two.
First of all, I have three. Yeah. And
you got three of them?
Yeah, yeah.
We got four now, technically, because we got the real one too. Moog sent me the real like wood joint.
Yeah, he was like, yo, this is the check this out wave. In my room. This is a real theremin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the other two things?
The other two, these are, I don't know how to describe
these are like the automated ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so yeah, how I really started is that a couple Christmases ago, I was just on Twitter while also doing my Christmas shopping on Amazon and shit.
Amazon.
And I was just joking about, oh, maybe I should buy my dad a beat machine. Just the idea of, what if I bought my dad a beat machine? And then he just started making bangers for Young Jeezy. That's a funny, and my dad like, yo, I got three songs on the new Jeezy project.
That's hilarious.
I can just, imagine your dad.
And so I'm just tweeting jokes about what should I buy my nieces and nephews for Christmas. Just it was actually a really fun way to Christmas shop, and I'll probably do it this year too. And so somebody said, you should get them a theremin. And so I looked it up, and then I bought them a theremin. I bought them, I got my other niece and nephew, I got them one too. So I bought two theremins. And I found out, then Tony was like, yo, we should use a theremin on a podcast. And then I hit up my sister, instead of just buying another one, I hit up my sister and said, hey, do they still use that theremin? She said, nope. I said, send that shit to mama house. And she sent it and then started fucking around with it. And I think, when we did the Coachella joint, we just asked them to buy one and they just took that out of the budget. Jeremy got that one for us. Yeah. And then...
And a drum machine.
And then in Atlanta for a show... I hadn't done a show in a while, and so I just wanted one backstage to play with. And so
three.
That's how I ended up with three.
So they sold
four
theremins this year.
Well, the fourth one they gave us, I think the fourth one you should get free. Buy three, you get one.
But also, I'm definitely helping them push a few.
Definitely.
With just on this.
I didn't know shit about a theremin, but.
Yeah.
If I walk past my grandma, she make noises too.
Yeah.
Hey, grandma.
Nah, I posted a boomerang of Hannibal doing one today, and there's a couple of comments like, that's it. I'm gonna go get one. I'm getting one. And they hear this shit. You often get like messages or tweets like, what is that? Where do you get that? What is it? You know? You'd be surprised. I'm more surprised about how many people have never heard about the theremin.
I could work on my fingering.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they sold four theremins this year, the past 2 years.
They sold, yeah.
I wonder what other instrument that's out that I can get something weird, you know what I mean?
That's easy to learn. Or something that you want to invest time into learning?
Is this easy?
But it's automated. Yeah, it's easy.
You just got to find the right.
But I know to get make a bang out of it, it takes some technique.
You got to get it too.
You just got to look like an asshole. That's it.
Yeah, but his fingers are shorter than mine. I can't do that. Yeah, that's like meditation music right there.
And then you put some drums under that bitch.
Street in a van, looking for the motherfucking man, cause they gave me a parking ticket. I got a finger and I'm about to flick it. Go to Parsons, get some chicken, rub it on your face, now you lick it. Man, these napkins are so good, I should take a bunch home from my neighborhood. boys. It's the Theremin Rap Show. Hey, where them Theremin crap go? Hey, they sold 4 this year. We should go get some beer.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Lost cat.
It's, it's relaxing.
It's therapeutic.
So, yeah, the crazy. What else you been up to, man? You been traveling around?
Man, I just left the desert yesterday. Went to the woods, this place called Fillmore, California.
Yeah.
Went out there with my lady, jumped in the river, you know what I mean? Got bitten by some spiders together, you know?
Really?
That's romantic when you get bit together.
Y'all both?
We rented one of those Airbnbs, and the guy and his wife stayed, an 80-year-old couple. They stayed in this back room outside of the house, but it was attached to the house. It was weird. It's weird when you want to take mushrooms and, like, old people show up.
And they try? Are they trying to be those type of Airbnb hosts? Hey, you guys, we're right over here if you need anything. You
know? At first, because somebody, whoever managed the property is gone, so they had to stay there. And you got to drive through a creek just to get to the house.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird, dope properties. But you got 300 acres to yourself.
Wow.
Dude, you got a river. You got a river. You got woods. And I was there. And then I was here before there. And then I had another Airbnb situation. Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Went to Joshua Tree, which is straight off the grid. No phone service. No internet. It's just you and whatever noises you hear.
Was it dope?
That was dope, too. Went to an agent's house.
Just an agent?
Her agent has a house out there. Young dude that got a property out in the desert. You know what I mean? Built a house on
10% add up.
I know. I'm like, man, that's a like that mean because it's a movie. It's like directors. It ain't comedians.
Oh, yeah.
So his 10% is a big 10%. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so that was dope.
Didn't you say you went on a spiritual journey?
In a sense. Yeah.
About what happened.
Tell us about that journey that you took.
Which one? I took a few of them.
The journey that the mushrooms took you to.
Where did you go?
Well, I went.
How was that? Tell me about that, because you briefly told me that you did some mushrooms in the desert. So, what was your experience? Because everyone has a different experience.
Well, I met God, and He let me sit in the driver's seat, and then I realized.
No, some people say they meet God. When they eat mushrooms, did you really feel like you met God?
Yeah, I felt like I met the creator. And really? He let me sit in the driver's seat. And then I realized, like, oh, I am the creator, and so are you. You know? You God, I'm God, Hannibal's God.
Yeah.
I felt like I created.
Well, elaborate on that. What do you mean?
Like, we all connected.
Yeah.
We're all connected.
Okay.
Tony, and if that's the case, say God's the ocean.
Yeah.
Then we're waves.
So you had like this existential experience.
Yes.
Where everything was one.
Everything was one. The plants. I couldn't step on a plant out there. I felt like I was stepping on something that I created.
Did you get the everything that's like plants felt greener and brighter? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that, and I didn't step on them. But I also would see rock formations look like people, look like happy people or scared people, depending on where I was mentally. Like if I felt like I had a lot of power and I wanted to rule shit, then the stones, the structures would
turn. How much did you eat? Do you remember?
I don't know. I remember fasting before.
You ate mushrooms?
Yeah.
Shit.
I fasted before because I was going for that spiritual journey.
So you fasted for a day or 2 days?
No, like 12 hours.
12 hours.
Before. And
so then is it the first time you ever done shrooms or you done them before?
Yeah, the first time.
So how long did it take before they kicked in?
Like an hour. No, this is the second time I done shrooms. Nothing really happened the first time. I got horny.
Okay.
This is the second time. It took like an hour and a half to kick in.
Yeah. Did you get like the weird anxiety before it came?
Yeah, I felt weird. I definitely felt like either I was going to throw up or something.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
when
I broke through, I was gone. It was shooting stars out there. I saw the Milky Way.
Yeah.
I saw the sacred geometric patterns in the sky.
Okay, so you got some good visuals, yeah, too.
I was able to move clouds with my hand.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, just to look up at the sky and just blow. When you blow, like you blow a kiss in the sky and it, like the clouds move out of the way.
Those the wasn't middle. Clouds, homie.
In the middle of the desert, though.
At night, you can still see.
That's beautiful. So, and no, was, that's all, that's that sounds like the most ideal
it
way
was
to
a
do hi, it.
It was a hyper moon. So yeah, it was going. We knew it was going to be shooting stars at night, mm-hmm, and we knew that the moon was going to be so bright that you was going to look like you was on a movie set just walking through the desert. Everything was going to be lit.
That's good planning right there.
And the stars were so bright that you could see the Milky Way. You could see like one part of the sky just was full, like a line just full of stars. You know,
damn.
So you had quite a.
And I got caught in that loop, the infinity loop.
The infinity loop.
That's when you time travel, like the past, present, and the future become one.
When time perception gets weird, that's when you know you're tripping balls.
You in a loop. Like,
I've been in there before.
Like every step you take forward leads you to the next step.
How long of a trip was this?
This trip lasted maybe like 12 hours or something.
Whoa!
You ate a lot.
We stayed up the whole night. We ended up just.
Ate a lot because. Usually a mushroom trip is like 6 hours.
Well, it depends.
Did you keep eating them or did just one trip lasted that long?
I think I took another bump during the night.
Yeah.
And we just stayed up whole night and caught the sunrise.
Whoa.
And like this hot tub. It was a hot tub outside.
Damn.
We was talking shit, you know what I mean?
Damn. That's all. Like, you did the most ideal version of doing mushrooms.
And I took notes.
Yeah.
I documented the whole thing.
That's
good.
Cause you don't want to take mushrooms and like walk around Bonnaroo. That's the wrong. The wrong way to do
Always
it.
Always in nature.
I did that. And that was.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Not the same person I was before I did that.
Or like a house party. Oh, I've done that before. Ate shrooms, went to a house party, and like, well, why the fuck am I here? Why are these people here? Why is there so much electricity?
Electricity. Yeah, you can hear electricity.
Electricity sucks when you're fucking shrooming.
You can hear the electricity.
You can hear that. You can hear even it, like, within yourself. You can hear it. Like I felt like I was in. I felt like you feel. You become a spirit. You're not. Yeah. You're not a man. You're not black. You feel everything, but you feel like you're in a body.
Right.
Like your body feel like a suit. Like you're wearing a space.
It feels
suit
limiting.
Yeah. And at first it was. It's like it's hard to walk in this suit. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. And I felt like because it's the desert, you don't know if you had the, like. You don't know if you're in the beginning of time, or you now, or are you in the future. Does that make sense?
Because
at one point I felt like we crash landed on this planet, which sound futuristic, but we did it millions of years ago, which means you gotta adapt to this planet all over again. And then I felt like we inhabited this planet and was able to live and reproduce on this planet.
That's pretty heavy.
That's
pretty
time travel. That's past, present, and future as one. And so that's what time. That's what I experienced. Yeah.
Yeah, I never tripped that hard.
I experienced the Holy Trinity. You know what I mean?
I've tripped that hard, but on acid, not on shrooms. I've never gone to that level on shrooms. But I definitely gotten there on ketamine before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just looking at what I documented now.
What are you? I need this. A couple of these notes.
I was like, there's a fight within, with it, but once I allow it, I become one with it. I am it. I control it. Does that make sense?
Wait, say that again.
There's a fight within, with it, but once I allow it, I become one with it. I am it.
That makes sense.
I control it.
That makes sense.
Whether that's fear or whatever. Like your fear of crossing over.
I think it's more you understanding the trip. Because once you let the trip take over and let it do its thing and you stop fighting it, that's when you can gain control of
yourself.
Well,
that's when I was able to see the visions and stuff. Like exactly. I was scared. But once I realized that I am fear.
Exactly.
I'm in a place of fear, then I was able to control fear.
Acceptance is the hardest part of tripping. Like being like, okay, I'm tripping balls, and I gotta accept this and ride the wave. I think that's the hardest part. I think that's why a lot of motherfuckers wig out on that shit.
Yeah, that's why I said we all admire her, then, or it, then I become it.
Cheers.
I'm the.
Yeah, theremin shots.
That was awesome. That's that. That was awesome.
Well, that's good, man. I feel like you found yourself over the past few days.
Strong shot.
Yep. Found myself jacking off in the desert.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? You just ruined a really good story.
Because he's trying to fuck. You know why he was jacking off in the desert? Motherfucker out here trying to fuck a lizard.
But that lizard had some beautiful lips. No, I wasn't jacking off in the desert. The second time I did shrooms in the desert, I ended up pulling my meat out. Because something starts in my loins, like my loins just catch fire and I feel real turned on. So I just got to touch myself. That's how I know the shrooms are kicking in. Some people get...
That's weird. Shrooms
some people's
stomach
horny. Get upset.
You and just get a boner.
I don't get a boner. It's just something like got to touch. It just I just got to touch it. It's like something, put it in something or touch something.
I've never heard of that before. But you know what? I don't judge you.
A few days ago, I just jumped in the river. Like it just want to be in something. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
I only felt that feeling when I did ecstasy before.
Well, here's what I will say. I've been to a couple parties with pools with Byron, and you get right in the pool.
He gets right.
I definitely get in the pool.
You get right in the pool. I think I had when I rented that house in L.A. where that crazy party. I think maybe some people swam later, but you got there early, and he had the snorkeling shit.
I got
you had the whole setup.
I got fins. I got snorkel mask.
Yeah, the
and,
flippers too.
Yeah, I got the boots. I upgraded now. I got the boots you put on, the swim boots.
Yeah,
professional, and the fins that go over the boots.
Damn, you take your swimming serious.
Serious, man.
I was happy because nobody else was. I was like, at least somebody's using this goddamn pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time this guy gets an Airbnb, he's like, hell yeah, it's got a pool, and we never use it.
I never swim.
Never.
I just like the idea of the...
Having a pool.
I don't think I want to swim
that
much.
Or the option of having a pool party.
The option of having a pool party, but then realizing I don't want that many people at my place.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that many... people in a space now. I like to go to a party, but I don't want to deal with the... Because I don't think... It's tough to enjoy your party if it's... Because you're like, are they breaking this? Are they doing this? Yeah. And what's going on?
Yeah.
So it's tough to... Because you're managing a party. You're a goddamn promoter instead of...
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. You can still have... But it's not the same type of fun. It's a switch you have to...
You just become older. You don't want to... Like, I don't want to talk to nobody at a party.
Yeah,
I know what I want to do.
Yeah,
swim. You ain't gotta talk to nobody when you swim.
Exactly,
that's true.
You're under the water, and when you got on the snorkel, you don't even have to come up for air. You can swim the whole party.
Just stay under the water.
Stay under the water the whole party.
It's a good strategy.
Work up an appetite. Go get a grilled hot dog. Eat it. Get back in the water.
I was gonna say because snorkeling is more for like. Looking at aquatics and stuff, but for you, it's about isolation
and
being left alone.
And you can swim, too.
I respect
that's
that.
That's kind of spiritual, though.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I can't hate on that.
I've seen some great things underwater. Cuttlefish.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I love snorkeling.
Man.
I love snorkeling.
It's a whole nother world under there.
Well, it's like, you know, you're literally, like, you know, I'm obsessed with, like, fish and aquariums. But what I love about snorkeling is like you just in a giant aquarium looking at all this beautiful coral reefs and all kinds of funky fish. I swam next to a barracuda last time I was in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
That was a Mexican with swim gear on.
Is what?
That was a Mexican with swim gear on.
Shut up.
That motherfucker was trying to get through. That was bullshit.
Yep.
Shout out barracudas, to my Latinos.
Barracudas are scary. You ever see what a barracuda looks like?
I've seen, they're scary. I haven't ran up on one in the ocean. In Hawaii, I ran up on some huge blackfish. They long. They was the size of me.
Yeah.
But turtles, up until the cuttlefish, sea turtles was like some of the most majestic, beautiful things I've swam with. But like, half, like 40 minutes of just, yeah, you know, just following these animals, man. And
you think the turtles were like, yo, is he following us? Is that a man?
Yeah, they knew. Because they would look back and then they would just take off and I would swim and catch up with them. For real? Like, it became a game. This is how I knew turtles had sense of humor. I was swimming with two turtles. I was in Hawaii. And one turtle, like, people started to come up to the turtle, right, and try to pet it because it was shallow water. So one turtle bit the other turtle in the ass, right? And then the other turtle looked around like, who the fuck bit me and stared at me like, motherfucker, did you bite me in my ass? Yeah. And then the other turtle just swam by. He was like, ah, like, got you. And then they just went swimming together. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, man, look at these motherfucking turtles.
You know, one of my homies in Hawaii actually had a funny story, and it involved acid. He took acid, and he went scuba diving on acid.
I want to do that shit.
And, he came up on a cuttlefish, and I guess he had this moment with this cuttlefish. I guess they were, like, going back and forth, and it was coming towards him. It was changing colors. It was doing whatever.
Man,
like,
that shit
they were
crazy.
Having, like, this weird exchange, and he was like, dude, that cuttlefish knew I was on some shit. And it could feel his energy.
Yeah.
And he said that they were just kind of, like, chilling, going back and forth, like, they were communicating somehow.
Okay.
No, that's some real shit. That's some real shit. Let me tell you.
Okay. You,
what you're trying to communicate to me is that we're going to listen to your homie's story that was on acid about how him and him and the fish were vibing out.
I mean, it's some true shit.
You know what? Let him have his story. It's a nice story.
That can happen.
Let him have his story.
Look, I'm okay. All right.
Look, I was in the Dominican Republic, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the water, and I hear something that's like a high pitch, like noise like that.
Yeah.
And I look, and it's like 15 cuttlefish.
Yeah.
In a weird diagonal line, side by side.
Yeah.
And I'm swimming close to them as I can, but I'm in snorkel mask, so I only can go down so far. And it was the most beautiful thing. In sync. They were in sync. Like the ocean is moving. They were still.
It was just in a line?
They were just in a line, but it was going diagonal. Like, and it was like weird to run up on it, because I was like, are these jellyfish? And it took me a while to realize they're cuttlefish. And I couldn't even capture that moment.
Were they like changing colors and stuff? And
they weren't really changing colors, but they were just there, and they were so, they looked like aliens. They were just in such a formation.
They're
under
beautiful.
The water.
Beautiful creatures.
Yeah, and they rare. They rare to see, because I went out to find them again. I couldn't see them.
Yeah.
Now, when we was in Japan, me and my cousin was on acid. Nick, you met Nick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nick in the system now.
Oh.
He'll get out soon, hopefully. And by soon, I mean 4 to 10 years.
Good luck, Nick. I love Nick.
We gave Nick acid for the first time.
Yeah.
In this park. And it was me and Nick. We was out. And Nick was communicating with this bird. And the bird would look at him. And Nick was just focused in on this bird. And the bird would look at him. And then take two hops and contours him and look at him again. And I'm watching this shit. And to the point where Nick realized what he was doing. And he got embarrassed, and he looked at me, and I just started laughing. Because I was like, I know what you was doing. And he's like, cuz, I was communicating with that bird, cuz. And I was like, I know. I could see what you was doing. That's why I didn't disturb you.
Yeah.
Nick's a big, tough-looking dude. So you got to imagine that, too, as part of the story.
Yeah, he just locked in on this bird. And this
they
bird,
were looking at each other.
Yeah, the bird was looking at him and just taking those little bird hops towards him. And I was like, oh, shit, this nigga... This bird might come up to this nigga until he got embarrassed.
Yeah,
because there's a point when you realize, like, what the fuck am I doing?
You can't be and embarrassed by it. You gotta embrace it. I communicated with a bee once on mushrooms. I saw a bee sitting on a like the side of a bike, and I was looking at him. He's looking at me. We locked for a second, and then I just kind of like felt my energy, kind of came up close. And it kind of flew towards me, and I'm like, all right, not fucking with that bee, and walked away. But I felt like, I could feel like it's like, there was like this pulsating energy coming from this bee. You know, it was just like this. like shooting at me. I could feel it.
It's always a point. You like, oh, no, I ain't fucking with this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you was to continue, ain't no telling what would happen.
Exactly.
But it's the fear of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fear of getting close and becoming one with that bee.
Yeah. Oh, you broke through, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah, it's the fear of that, like, what would happen if this bee, will this bee go in my mouth? Will I become a bee? Whatever thoughts you have will make you be like, man, I'm tripping, man. Let me not fuck with this bee no more.
Also, you don't want to get too close and then have that bee break your heart.
Or just sting you.
Tony, I'm a bee. Hey, Tony.
Please, no.
Are you tripping?
Stop. I took too much.
I'm a bee with a deep ass voice.
My voice still sounds the same.
I'm a bee. I'm a bee with a deep ass voice.
Stop.
I'm a bee.
What?
Sorry, Byron. Sorry, Byron. We need to get you another pedal.
With a deep ass voice.
I'm a bee.
That sounds beautiful with that reverb.
With a deep ass voice.
Yeah,
this
there you go.
This episode is gonna be.
This is a trippy one.
Polarizing.
This is the one that you eat mushrooms and listen to.
Yeah, this is gonna be the let's get into.
First off, you riding in a car right now. Make a left turn right now. Right now, make a left turn right now.
Left turn. Listen to this part. This is the hot in here segment. Good gracious, ass is bodacious. Good gracious, ass is bodacious. It's getting hot in here.
That's exactly what it is. Is that what the preset says?
That's what it says. Hot in here.
Good gracious. Looking for the right time for my team. I'm leaving me in my season. Second and I'm down to the fourth season.
Oh, shit.
You're the number one of the baby you're gonna lose. I can't see you, can't leave, can't go.
I wish you could remember the drums in there. This drum machine is just the...
It's a couple on here.
It's got a Kanye one on there, right?
Yeah, it's got a Kanye. Here's the lollipop one.
Says she wanna lick the rapper. Like a lollipop.
It needs some echo for that one to be more. Yeah, it's got some shit.
Yeah, it's
on
got
here.
A lot of presets.
It's got some shit on here.
It's got the looper too.
Oh shit.
Good gracious ass is bodacious. Good gracious ass is bodacious. Good gracious ass is bodacious. Good gracious ass is bodacious.
When I see
good
that ass,
ass is bodacious.
I came past.
Good gracious ass is bodacious.
I just crashed.
Good gracious ass
my car.
Bodacious.
Looking
good
at the ass,
ass
like
is bodacious.
A bar.
Good gracious ass is bodacious.
What?
Good gracious ass is bodacious. It's gracious ass.
Oh man! Too many toys, man. This podcast is getting out of control.
It's fun though. Who else?
Oh my god!
Hey, if you're driving a car right now, hit the brakes, put it in reverse, make a left.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and then bite your rearview mirror.
You know what it is.
Close just for you. 5-4 dead for you. Got the fly
This week's episode of the Handsome Rambler is brought to you by 5-4 Club. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune, and 5-4 Club is revolutionizing the way men shop. Each month they send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are hand-picked to match the current season and your individual style. They've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years, and they already shipped to over 100,000 men each month. 5-4 Club can help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time. You get $120 worth of clothes for just $60 a month. You can pause or cancel anytime. There's no commitment, baby. You could just say, hey, I got a lot of shirts this month, so I'm going to chill. And then wait a couple of months and come back and get more shirts. So head to 54club.com and enter promo code RAMBLER, and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package, plus a free pair of sunglasses so you can look cool like me. That's 50% off your first package at 54club, and you gotta spell it out. FIVEFOUR club.com, and put that promo code in. Rambler, get 50% off and look cool like me.
Should we talk about the Spider-Man shit?
Yeah, it's let's talk weird. About the. I mean, we'll cut all this. We'll cut a lot of this shit, but
we might not. We might just leave it. No, leave that shit.
Let it be.
Let it be a loosey-goosey.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, man. That was great hiring a look-alike, so-called look-alike for your Spider-Man thing.
You MF Doom that shit, man.
It was really my only, in my head, it was my only option. That's how I think. Because I couldn't make it because I was filming in Atlanta. But to me, I'm like, I didn't want to just totally miss the Spider-Man premiere. It's Spider-Man, and I'm in it. Yeah. I'm in 3 scenes. I want to be there in some way. And so I thought I should send somebody there. Not in a malicious way, not to make fun of anybody. That was my explicit direction to him was be chill. Don't be weird. Just be there and be normal. Somebody ask you questions. Answer the questions how you think I would answer them. Just be cool and shit. Take pictures and just play it cool. But I knew it would get some blog coverage, and then I would have the pictures for my own laughs and I'd be able to post them. But I didn't know this shit was gonna go insane viral. And also it was funny just seeing the various levels of reaction, because it went from like this goofy prank I put about maybe 30 minutes into. Well, motherfuckers writing articles. Oh, the problem with it, and people think black people look alike, and like, took kind of the fun out of this thing, where it's just I wanted to just, I thought it'd be funny if I couldn't make it and you send somebody. Also, the questions, he said what I would have said.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
That's the shit you say on the carpet.
He even had the mouth mannerisms down. He did some shit with his mouth, and I was like, "Hell, we'll do this." He his mouth.
He's a big fan of yours.
He actually was my stand-in when I did a video for the MTV Movie Awards. They had him as my stand-in.
Oh, okay.
And even then, I was like, "You, bit tall for my standard, but whatever, I'll allow it. And but so I sent out the tweet asking for some people, and it was a couple people that looked like me. It was a bunch of white people that were emailing me,
yeah,
kind of clogging the box a little bit. And then he reached out, and I said, yeah, you know, just because I already work with him, I know he you know, has been on sets before. Some other motherfucker might just do some weird, crazy shit. I know he'd be able to play it cool. And then that shit, I was on set. We were watching him. It was me and Jake Johnson. And we were watching him on Instagram Live. It was like watching an action thriller. Like, this guy was, he was in the car. Like, yeah, you guys, I'm doing, you know, I'm about to go to the premiere. He talking himself up, like trying to get himself hyped up. There's only six people watching that shit on live and shit, but we still, we like watching that shit, hands shaking. Like, so, like, because I'm thinking he's not going to get in, actually. Because I'd asked them if I could do it. They said no. And then I told him, I said, they said we can't do it. He said, how about I go anyway? I'm like, all right, let's try it. But I didn't think he was going to get on the carpet. But he was willing to try, so, you know. And he got on the carpet.
Man, he answered that question. That shit was so funny. I was dying laughing.
Well, it's funny because he went into, yeah, I had some gym teachers that were kind of tough on me.
Yeah. I was like, oh, snap. Yeah. This guy's a professional.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It was genius.
That's the same that thing an actor would say.
Yeah, he's an actor, but it's just like, that's the thing, too. On these carpets, it's not much to say. That's why, I mean, now I know I won't do the same thing going forward at a carpet, but I know now I'll switch it up in some way to make it, because I've done those where it's just you try to maybe say something funny, but it's none of those, no red carpet interview I've done on my own has ever moved the needle in any way. You go look on YouTube, my Baywatch carpet interviews, 400 views here, 500 views there for this shit. Like, it's nothing. Usually crazy shit doesn't happen on a carpet.
So, did you get
500 for Baywatch?
What? Like 500 views for certain outlets when you're doing about 20 something on
but
a carpet.
You could do that. You could do that just walking down the street. You could do more than that.
I don't.
Maybe Spider-Man brought some views.
Did you get like positive feedback from Sony for that? Did they, were they like, "Hey, I told you not to do that. What
no,
the fuck?"
Well, no, because it didn't.
I mean, it was good for them ultimately, wasn't it?
It's good for everybody.
Yeah.
No. I mean, nothing direct to me. It promotes the movie.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
The movie gets promoted.
Even my dad fucking heard about it.
Yeah, you said your dad called you?
Yeah. My dad called me like in the morning, and he's just like, so, you know, he doesn't understand English that well, but he heard Hannibal Buress. And then something about Spider-Man, and he saw some random black dude. He's met Hannibal a bunch of times, so he's like, what the fuck is going on? He thought something was wrong, if anything. He was like, I don't know what the hell is going on.
He thought I had gout. He looked swole up.
So I had to explain to my dad, he don't know what the fuck Spider-Man is. So I had to explain to him what Spider-Man is, and then I had to explain to him the stunt and why it was funny. And he just was lost. It was like a 45-minute conversation. He was lost. He was like, whatever.
Was it 45 minutes because he didn't understand what was going on, or y'all was speaking in broken English?
It was a little bit of everything.
Do you speak the language your dad speaks?
Yeah, I speak Korean, but I speak it at like a fucking second grade level.
Shit.
You know?
Korean.
And he speaks English in a second grade level. So imagine two second graders trying to explain what the hell's going on.
Yeah, that'll take 45 minutes.
For 45 minutes.
First, you got to figure out what Spider-Man is.
Exactly.
Or is it Man Spider? Who knows?
Yo, yeah. The craziest part is inside a dish and running up on his house.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it's like, what are y'all doing?
Wasn't he on the phone then?
I think he was on the phone or something.
No, he wasn't.
Or he was pulling the...
No, he was walking somewhere.
He was pulling Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton faking on the phone.
How we from New Side Edition? I mean, Inside Edition. Hold on. Yeah. Hey. Postmates. Yeah, let me get.
Well, yeah, Inside Edition walks up on this dude. Yo, did you? Where was Hannibal? Why couldn't he do it? This is not.
Yeah.
This is about me sending a person to a premiere about the eighth movie about a fake person that got bitten by a radioactive spider in a comic book.
Yeah, people took that. But that was crazy, that email that you forwarded me to showing me like all the news outlets that picked it up.
Yeah.
That was insanity. Like,
that wasn't everything.
And that wasn't even everything. I was like, dude, that list just kept going. And have you had that much fucking like, when's the last time you've had that much coverage over some shit?
When that other shit happened.
Yeah. Don't go into that. Don't ask. That's a setup question. Don't ask a question like that. What do you mean?
Oh, you know that other shit.
Let me step in. What do you mean? How long you known me for? You ask me some shit like that.
Anyways, yeah. No, that was that. Yeah, that was a good move. Genius PR move.
But yeah, I'm excited to. I'm going to see the movie since I'm going to see it here in Chicago with my taking my niece and nephew.
Oh, that's dope.
They in town. My nephew wrote me a letter. He was like saying, you need to take your, if you in Chicago, do something with grandma and granddad. Either take them out or take them to shoe shopping. Granddad needs some help with him with his shoes. Get him some Jordans. He was going off in his letter. It was great.
Slow down, young man. Jordans do not fit old people well.
It don't. He just thinking about himself. He liked Jordans, so he think my 60.
Jordan don't even wear Jordans no more. His shoes got straps on them.
Jordan wear Stacey Adams and shit. Stacey Adams Athletic Edition. Nah. He...
Jordan? Does Jordan wear Jordans?
What look like?
Yeah, he wear Jordan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen him.
Jordan wear Tiger Woods shoes.
Tiger Woods got his own shoe?
Tiger Woods wear OJ shoes.
Goddamn.
OJ wear Bruce Lee shoes. Because he's in prison. And that's what the only shoe they got in prison.
Those little...
I think you're still stuck in that mushroom loop.
See, the world is a loop, Tony. You ain't understand.
I understand exactly.
Yeah.
I'm there with you, bro.
Yeah, man. Essence Fest was...
Yeah, how was Essence Fest?
Essence Fest was crazy. Who's out there kicking it with Lil Rel? Second year in a row. It's crazy.
Was he performing out there or he just go out there?
He just went out there to... I think he just went out there last minute. I think it was the same thing last year where I hit him up. Like, I'm about to go... I was in Atlanta last year and I was like, I'm about to hit up Essence. I think I saw Tiffany posting something about being there. So I just go down.
She did.
Yeah. I'm like, let me kick it. Just kick it with Tiffany. I mean, I make up any...
Why though? What's going on there for people just to go for no reason?
I mean, it's not no reason. It's a fucking concerts, it's shows, it's good energy.
But
artists.
It's like old music, right? It's like dun dun whoa whoa
dun 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 dun
whoa
whoa whoa
whoa.
That's some of those acts, but Chance performed.
Okay.
Salons performed.
Oh,
No Limit Reunion.
No Limit Reunion.
Yeah. So there's a diverse.
Don't even
diverse...
sound right. I know. I was going to say. No
was
Limit
C-Murder
Reunion.
There?
C-Murder wasn't there.
Oh.
Silk the Shaka was there.
Oh.
Master P.
Did they go crazy when they did Make Him Say,
I was, to be honest, I was in the bowels of the building, slumped off, wandering around somewhere.
Ah, okay. This guy, he stuck it around high as hell to the end of the Red Hot Chili Peppers set at Bonnaroo just to hear Give It Away. But he couldn't stick around for Make Him Say, Aw.
Well, I didn't. I was in a different...
But they did kill Give It Away.
He did kill Give It Away. He was hitting the hell...
Give it away, get it
he
away.
Was, he was hitting... Yeah, he was hitting it. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
He was hitting it.
Yeah.
Give it away.
Give it.
So
that was totally worth waiting for, by the way.
Is Essence Fest like?
Did he do fireworks doing that shit?
And they did fireworks during that shit. Are you a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan?
Man, that's what made me start listening to other music.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
Like, it was them, then it was like a group called Linkin Park.
Oh, they were terrible.
I didn't know that at the time. And yeah. then Limp Bizkit.
Everybody got into some bullshit when yeah. they were younger.
Well, who knew? You know what I mean?
I knew.
You knew because you probably crossed. You probably listened to music your whole life, like that type of music.
Nah, I liked MC Hammer. He sucked.
Nah, Hammer didn't suck.
Vanilla Ice. He definitely sucked.
He didn't suck either. I'm from the South. I'm from the South. That's Southern music in a
Southern sense. Motherfuckers took Vanilla Ice in.
I mean, we used to, man, that was hitting.
Really?
At the parties and shit? Yeah. Okay. Ice Baby.
I'm just
thinking. I don't remember shit else. But, oh, he had another
Ninja.
Song.
He did Ninja. Have the one.
Ninja. Rap.
Ninja. Yeah.
Go Ninja. Go Ninja. Go.
Go Ninja. Go Ninja. Go Ninja.
Go Ninja.
Yeah, I remember. That was a big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan.
Fuck you talking about. And he sell real estate now. Still getting that pussy.
Maybe flipping now, right?
All right, man.
That might be my next. I thought about doing that. A house flipping show. But I'm not handy at all. So maybe I think we'll just fake like I'm about to do some shit. And then just cut to it being done. Edit that shit out. Be like, yeah, that was a tough job, all that drywall and shit, but we got it done. Now, if I could calculate it, I think the value of this house just went up about $20,000. Let's put it on the market, see what we got.
And yeah. My Spanish has gotten better for some reason.
You bogus.
I learned how to haggle in Spanish, you know what I mean?
That's true, because My ex-girlfriend, her father is a contractor, and there is a spot not too far from here, right at a corner. It's a Dunkin' Donuts. Every morning, he goes over there, throws some Mexican guys in the back of his van, and they get the job done by the end of the day.
Damn.
My stomach upset.
Keep doing that one. Keep doing that one. I got something for that one.
Two aliens fucking. So you think chicks at SF Fest are like Coachella chicks, where they just out there to fucking have a good time and do drugs? Or they a little more like, yeah, I want to get my business off the ground?
I think it's all ages. From mid-20s up to like 60s. I was watching Chan shit in the VIP section. It was this drunken older woman that kind of took to me a little bit, but she was past her bedtime or something, and her eyes started rolling in the back of her head, but nobody was with her. She just faded. She kind of stuck to me. And so now I just feel like I'm just taking care of a drunk aunt. And so, but I'm like, I'm not letting this lady take my night away. And so she was trying to get, and so we get into the back. We had access to the back of the Superdome and shit. And so I just handed some motherfucker $60. Was like, can you get her somewhere safely? Then like dropped her ass off.
Damn. is this when No Limit was playing?
I think this is wild. Or I think this might have been right after Chance's set. I think she was out of there, man. Damn. Like, for real, like, oh.
So SS Fest is like Lollapalooza for black people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to see lots of white linen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Motherfuckers. It's definitely that.
All right.
44 Fours. You ever talked about it?
44 Fours?
No, we haven't got into it yet, actually.
Jay-Z
album? We talked about it a little bit, I think. You know what Wale and Joey Badass, I saw they had a theory that it's the fourth Blueprint album. Because he said, at one point he said, "Truly, I want to rap like Common Sense, but I made $5 million and I'm rapping like Common Sense." And this is him now finally rapping like Common, maybe.
Oh, I was like, Nas did this shit 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But.
Wait, did he give a solid explanation for why he called it 444?
He said he woke up.
Yeah.
For the title track, he woke up at 444 and wrote that. Well, here's what I wonder. Does writing that mean that he just, because he famously is known to not write his shit down. He just spits it. But did he actually pen the paper this, or did he just wake up and go into the other room and just start yelling?
There's definitely double meaning. I mean, I just believe that's how Jay-Z works. Wait.
There's certain things in the album I like. When he be like, "I'd be damned if I drank Belvedere when Puff got Ciroc." You know what I mean? I mean, like, I feel you. You know what I mean?
But 440, is 444 like a Bible passage or something?
No.
Okay. Okay, get that theory out of the way. My review of the album is I really liked it. I thought it was really good. It didn't sound like Jay-Z trying to be old Jay-Z. It sounded like a new Jay-Z, but with an old sound, if that makes sense. Which made it new to me. It sounded like an independent kind of underground album.
Well, he was lightweight confessing some stuff on the album. That
definitely.
He didn't go into the details. He was just like, "I'm sorry I did this, baby."
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then the balls for him to just be like, "And it's only going to be a half an hour." That's pretty fucking ballsy.
I think people want good music. They don't want it to... It just wanted to be the right amount of time, I think. I joke about short albums, but if that shit is supposed to be that amount of time, then let it be that. You know, the track 444, he made it be 4 minutes, 44 seconds also.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't get that deep. I gave it a couple of listens while I was playing MLB. And
what song you like so far?
I like the story of OJ the best so far, just because like I like how some of it he's just kind of talking and then he goes into a flow. He's like, "Nah, nah, nah, nah," and then he goes into a flow. So it's like it was so free forming that it just felt like it wasn't done before.
Like you missed out on some real estate deals in that song and some paintings.
What?
Was that the song? He's like, "I bought a painting for $2 million.
That's later. Yeah. I think that's Legacy.
No, that is a story of OJ where he's talking about.
No, he definitely did Dumbo.
"I give it to my children."
I could have bought a house in Dumbo for $2 million.
And 2 years later, it was worth $2 million.
Now it's worth $25 million. Guess how I feel.
He said, three years later, it was worth $8 million. Damn, I can't wait till I give this shit to my children.
It could have been on Legacy,
though. That
shit
cold as fuck, bro.
He said some cold shit in there.
That shit is cold as fuck.
I like Family Feud.
Yeah, they're all good. They're all good.
I like Family Feud. You know what I mean?
I was feeling it. I thought
even the way he started off,
he was like,
"Oh, we got Emery in here, all white with no socks." That'd be my favorite part of the song.
Random shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Turn my music up. Turn the vocals up. Turn everything up.
My theremin up.
Turn my.
I need more theremin in my headphones. Oh yeah, that sound good. Never been a nigga this good for this long. Uh oh. That's that MeUndies setting right there. Check me out as I snap on this theremin. That one right there? Yeah. This is a trippy episode, man.
Ain't this how video games used to sound on Atari? Did they use theremin to make all those video games?
No, they're 8-bit. 8-bit sound is that's 8-bit right there. 8-bit sound is basically what...
This ain't Donkey Kong when you die?
Yeah. pretty much. It's like a pixelated sound. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, are you gonna be in Pixels too?
The movie?
You gonna do any of the Lego movies?
I would like to. I like the Lego movies a lot.
Man,
and voiceover work is easy and smooth.
That Batman Lego movie was funny.
Batman Lego,
they punched the fuck out that. Them jokes that were hitting so hard.
And it's not for kids. The jokes ain't for kids.
No.
The visuals are for kids. Those jokes are adult as fuck and dark. A lot of
really like yeah. Like say one. I haven't watched any of them. Like what, for example?
It's not though. It's a lot of, they don't stick with you like that. You have to
no,
look them
yeah.
up.
Yeah, they so
hit
rapid.
In a movie and they like pace. It's funny.
It's rapid
but
fire.
But you don't yeah. walk out. Maybe you walk out the room repeating one, but you don't. I couldn't quote it to you.
It ain't memorable.
But it's funny as fuck and sharp.
All right, I gotta fuck with it. I haven't seen a single Lego movie, but you know why?
It's only two, fam.
Because I like Legos. I like playing with Legos, but I never thought of watching a movie with Lego people.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, it's just people, but it's Legos. You know what I'm saying?
So the first Lego movie you watched, did you watch it on Netflix or you go to the theater and say, I'm going to watch
it? I saw it in the theater. Hi.
So you were like, I'm going to just smoke this weed and I'm going to go see this motherfucking Lego movie with no background or anything? Or did you hear that it was good?
I saw mine bootleg.
I heard it was good, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. You're an adventurous guy.
Yeah, but why are you talking about the Lego movies like they some weird underground shit? Like these movies.
But the history of Lego, the history of Lego movies were underground.
It was the
fans,
other ones?
There was fans of Legos that would make these weird steel movies.
Yeah.
And then Lego came out. You know
See?
What I mean?
See?
Okay.
So yeah, it was a big underground cult.
See? You didn't know about that, did you, Hannibal?
Almost
nah,
because
I know about that mainstream real
shit. You didn't know about that shit. Trying to make me look stupid.
Nah,
there's
son.
An explanation of all this shit, bro.
You just feel left out from not seeing the movies. They dope as fuck. You should see the movies.
Oh man, this machine's gonna change our whole podcast game.
Nah, I'm gonna have to ease up on this shit.
Cause you've never sounded so smooth in your life.
I'ma ease up off of the machine. I'm sounding so
How
good.
Smooth is he? He sounds
That's
like a pro.
Vocal sounds
hey,
so
every time
good.
He sounds
like a professional.
I'm gonna listen to one of Kanye West albums.
Yeah, what the fuck going on?
Bro,
we on the shine.
We could straight up record a whole R&B album right now with that machine, and and people would be like,
I think I'm listening
Hannibal
to Kanye West album.
Hannibal is getting it.
Oh, yeah.
What album would Kanye sound like that? Like,
it always a heartbreak.
Nah, it was another one. Maybe after that?
Oh,
Twisted Dark Fantasy.
My beautiful dark twisted fantasy. Getting high, drinking on Hennessy's, ride on my enemies.
Bro, you remember when we went and saw when we saw the Watch the Throne tour? He fucking soloed on his auto tune for like how long? It felt to me like he did it for a good 15 minutes. The end of his song, he just kept going on the auto tune, like just up and down,
I'm just like.
Like just up and down.
And like you couldn't like if he didn't have that auto-tune, it would probably be like the weirdest vibe in the room. Everyone would probably just be like, what is this crazy ass?
Yeah.
Non-singing.
Even if it cut out for 1 second?
Yeah, motherfuckers would be like, what? But he was just going in.
He'd be like, hey, oh shit.
Exactly. That's it. That'd be his engineer getting fired right there.
What the fuck was that?
Let's bring this one home, guys.
Let's bring it home.
Bring it on home. In and out the show. Up in the shine.
Up in the shine.
You know how it goes.
You know how it goes.
Chilling in the Logan Square.
Square of Logan.
It's the gentrifying hood.
It's a gentrifying hood.
it's a different version of terrible. But it's kind of dope, but it still has some issues. But mostly, it's a pretty good hang out.
And by issues, he means Puerto Rican.
No, that's not what I really meant.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant.
No.
Issues. Ten shoes. Grab the tissue.
Grab that fifth shoe.
I got the tissue.
I got that issue.
Put the tissue on the boo-boo so the boo-boo don't get onto my jeans. Smack you with the Listerine. I am Mr. Clean. I ain't saying shit like Mr. Bean.
Tony Tram on the drums. Sound like, you know, this sound is sort of sound like a Fiend from No Limit.